From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Phantoms Can Be Murder by Connie Shelton. Now let's begin with Phantoms Can Be Murder. Chapter 1. The letter arrived on a Tuesday, a pale purple envelope that smelled like a candle shop and bore a British postmark. It slid out of the stack of mail that I'd tossed on the dining table, and I debated between ripping it open immediately, curiosity and impatience being two of my stronger suits, or opening all the bills first and then savoring this strange new arrival, saving the best for last. Curiosity won out. The looping backhand script delivered surprising news.
Dearest Charlotte, I am your Aunt Louisa. We have never met. It's a long story, one with some regrets. But retelling the tale isn't the purpose of my letter today. Life has moved on, beyond the judgments and hurts of those earlier times, I would hope. I've certainly been remiss in not contacting you sooner, but I hope we can move along past that. May I phone you? I would be most interested to know how your life has turned out. I shall attempt a telephone call within the week. Fondly, Louisa Charlotte Parker, Bury St. Edmunds, Suffolk.
I have to admit that my first reaction was to think that Bury St. Edmunds sounded more like a religious edict than an actual place. My second reaction was to call my brother Ron and demand to know why I'd never heard of this aunt.
You have too heard of her.
His tone was immediately argumentative on me.
You were named for her.
He didn't add dweeb, but I heard it. My thoughts flew. Mother had told me that I was named after two...